Yeah.
All right, settle down. Settle down. Knock it off. Right.
Yeah.
And Lenny Clark said, can you tell us a little bit what he said?
Oh, he said he liked the movie a lot. He named a few things in it that he liked, and he said, he knows he's not just whistling Dixie, because he knows what it takes to, make a film and make it, something people want to actually watch, because he's done a whole bunch of stuff,
He's done a lot of those things.
He did that Stronger film recently, which was really good.
Very good. Very good movie.
It got snubbed at the Oscars, but
it did.
Check it out, because it's really good.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, this is something I definitely want to look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, we're going to... he's going to give us a quote for the movie, too, for, like, the back.
Oh, he's going to get a quote for the back of the movie?
Yeah.
For the CD?
For the DVD.
I always say the CD. I'm old.
I know. Right. What's up with that, huh?
All right, well, you're gonna hang around for the rest of the show, obviously, hang out, and we'll talk some stuff. And
those posters are free that we were talking about earlier, too.
Everybody
who comes to the screening gets a free 11x17 poster of the new artwork to be signed by whoever is in attendance from the film.
Nice!
Which I know will be myself. Chase will be there, I believe, right?
I will be there.
Frankie will be there.
Yep. Alex.
Alex will be there.
Peter.
Maybe.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
I know he's going to try and make it out. Michael might be there.
All right, cool. All right, we're going to stick around. We're going to get to match some music. You had something. Was there something else that you wanted to... It looked like you wanted to mention something else that you wanted to say something.
Well, I had a question.
I'll bring it up.
For you?
Yeah, for me. Did you have a question? Because you said you wanted to talk to me about something.
Yeah, I was very curious about this. There was this post on Facebook, like a week ago, maybe.
Are you talking about the
post? Somebody biting some style, I think it was.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
In the radio world.
I can talk about that. We'll talk about that. I'll bring that up. We can definitely talk about that. We'll talk about that a little bit, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. You're in Two Through the Time. Tell them with Chase Carson. I'm hanging out with my man, Matt Fisher. Man, you just brought that back. It just made my spike, my blood level just go up. But you listen to the Time. Tell them with Chase Carson. Hanging out with my man, Matt Fisher, at 91.5 WMFO Medford in Boston.
Keep on.
WMFO and Freakazoid. Where am I? There it is. And Midnight Star. Hey, remember that one back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What? I forgot that the air conditioner came on again. Kicked on. Hear that? It sounded like a wind tunnel. Can you hear that through your headphones?
It's blowing my hair back.
Hey, speaking of hair, did you notice this? Coming in a little bit in the size?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, man. I'm going for the summer look, man. I'm going for the Hasselhoff, the beach look. I'm going to get some on the side. I'm going to get a full head of hair for the summer.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Anyway, you know how people always say, like, we're talking off air, people say, yeah, you know what, I'm talking about the movie, going back to the movie for a second, the DJ Stand Man movie. They always say, you know what, oh, I want to see that. It's a, you know, I always want to go see that. I missed the last premiere. And then when you tell them, they're like, oh, hey, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, the film is not, it's not released to the public as of yet. Correct. So if you want to see this movie, and it's a good movie, I'm not just saying it just because Matt's the director, and there's a handsome handsome black guy that stars in the movie. I'm not just saying it because of him, but you got to see this movie. It's funny. It really is funny. So if you can get a chance to get out March 9th,
yeah, at the Capitol Theater.
Capitol Theater in
Arlington, Massachusetts.
Arlington, Mass.
That's on our Mass Ave in
Mass Ave. I'll be in the house, yours truly, Frankie Amagamo. Most of the main stars will be there. And be able to there's going to be a question and answer. I think we're going to be able to ask questions to the actors.
Yeah, if people want to ask questions. It's going to be, it's good. We're doing a lot of fun stuff, I'm sure.
All right.
There'll be, it'll be good. But yeah, come on out. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot
of fun. Get
the
free poster. Don't forget the big free poster.
That's right. The free poster with the new artwork.
You could have Chase Carson's autograph on that thing.
That'll be cool. I'd like to get his autograph on that.
If only I could afford it, man. I would have it on everything.
Thanks for hanging out with me, man.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Where we at?
We're on the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on WMFO.
My man.
Turn that air conditioner off, damn it!
My mind, the way we met, it all happened so fast.
91.5 WMFO and Evelyn Champagne King and I'm in Love, Humphrey Report, and some other good stuff coming up on the other side of Morris Day. 91.5.
WMFO Medford.
Return to its rightful owner. In today's entertainment news, Morris Day, famous singer of that popular rock group, won't be saying what time is it anymore. As you know, the group is no longer together. The question that most people seem to be asking is, what will Morris do now?
What am I gonna do?
For Morris Day has turned to gold or even platinum once again as he takes on his new life pursuing a solo career which includes records and movies. The future is indeed bright for Morris.
Smile.
95 WMFO and Morris Day and the Color of a Success. And that's a bad jam. I like that song. You like that song?
Great.
That's a great jam. Which brings us up to almost 11:30, which is time for our Hump Report. And this week, it's been kind of a slow week, but did I tell you that he can pour a perfect scotch now? Did I tell you that?
No, that's good.
Perfect scotch. He puts two paws, because I said, just give me two paws.
Yeah.
He puts two paws up and puts the ice right up to the second paw, and it's a perfect pour. It's unbelievable. He has a problem putting the cap back on. Spills a lot, but once he gets it in the glass, he does a good job. But anyway, he was supposed to have his appointment today to get all puffed up. But yeah. We missed it because we didn't get we didn't know I missed the update from my groomer, so I had left and I thought that you know whatever, so I get back and I guess she called the house and so I get back and he's like, hey, you're supposed to go see Mary Beth today, you missed the appointment. So I was like, oh, I know, I already talked to her, I must have missed the notice, the reminder. He's like, yeah, well, there was somebody there today that I want to see. So I said, besides Mary Beth? He's like, yeah. I said, oh, okay. And she's not coming back. She was only up here for the winter, and she's heading back down to Florida. I said, oh, okay. So I won't get a chance to see him again. So he had an attitude with me.
Yeah.
Because he missed the appointment today, and he couldn't see little Fifi, Fifi or whatever.
He's too much.
He refused to play catch. He didn't want to play catch. He wouldn't even do a shot with me before I left.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I made a shot about basketball because I got a new basketball hoop.
Oh.
I mean, shoot. Is that your phone? We're on the air live. Was that your phone?
That was a prison break where we're at, I think.
Unbelievable. But anyway, so he had an attitude with me, so I left. I said, oh, whatever. But he called me on the way in.
You guys are cool.
Yeah,
now?
He's cool. I called him on the third way. He called me.
Say, man, I can imagine.
He was like, yeah, everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. I was like, all right. I'm just trying to get him to talk in front of everybody because nobody believes that he talks to me. Nobody believes he talks to me. He doesn't believe me, and nobody believes me. He only talks in front of me. I'm trying to get him to talk in front of people, but he won't do it.
Well, I think that right there should be your next film.
Oh, Humphrey?
Yeah. That's what it's called. And it's you and the dog,
That might be something.
An adventure.
Are you going to write it?
Maybe. We'll see.
All right. We'll talk about that. All right. This ends our Humphrey Report for this Friday, which drops us into our jazz interlude. And this week's jazz interlude, I dug back for this one, man. This one is from way, way back. The Jazz Interlude this week's being brought to you by Ronnie Laws, and this is Always There on the Time Title Jazz Interlude for my man Ed Buechner on 91.5 WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO. This concludes our jazz interlude. Man, that was a bad one, huh? Ronnie Lawrence and Always There, which drops us into the last 30, and we call it Jam 30. Let's get it going!
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
You make me feel so good.
It's Friday night.
Somebody scream!
you're enjoying the music. Your freeform station, WMFO.org.
That's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
Lord have mercy. That is the jam. Tavares. New England's own Tavares, by the way, man. They were back in the day. Remember that? That's Love Line, by the way. Love Line. Love Line. All right. I forgot you didn't get a speaker playing. I can't hear you back here. Hey, man. Thanks for hanging out, man. Appreciate you coming in.
Anytime, man.
You know,
thanks,
man. Hanging out and, you know, partying, catching up on the old stuff. And it's good, man. I'm looking forward to a couple weeks. The next couple, I think we're a little over two weeks away, I assume, right?
Yeah, March 9th.
March 9th.
Friday night.
You got the address right there. Can you just one more time, please?
Yeah, the Capitol Theater
in
204 Massachusetts Ave in Arlington, Mass. It's 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, so we're going to start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
$10, $10 admission.
Take a note.
Free 11 by 17 posters of the new DJ Stan the Man artwork.
Which I haven't even seen yet.
Very limited. What's the word?
Hey, we're going to give folks a free one of those?
Huh?
They're going to get a free one? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Boombastic. That's the way. Speaking of boombastic, where's my T-shirt, man?
It's in the other room.
Don't walk out of here, bastard, before don't give me my T-shirt.
Hey.
All right. Wow. But anyway, so they're going to get a free poster. And
free poster. They get to see DJ Stan the Man and Insomniac and catch up with kind of what we've been doing.
Cool.
And it'll be good. It'll be
A lot of the cast will be there.
A lot of the cast will be there.
Will Mike Calvin be there?
It's very possible.
Mike Calvin was also one of the producers. Mike Calvin was one of the videographers and editor for the movie. Great guy, Mike Calvin. All right.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get the group together and we'll get down there at the Capitol and we'll do that at March 9th, right? March 9th, 8 o'clock, Capitol in Arlington.
Arlington, Mass.
All right, boy. All right. Something else you want to say? Or did you have something in the background? Or did you want to say something else?
No, I've seen something in the back of the studio. It was moving around in the shadows.
Don't say that, man. We're the only ones that's supposed to be in here. Don't say that, man. I'm usually here by myself. Don't start no SHIT in here,
this
man.
This place is haunted, though.
No, it isn't. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We're going to wrap the show up, head south, and grab a slice. You're buying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that right after this.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's not safe. Yeah, it's not safe. It can wait. It can definitely wait till you get there, right?
I think so.
All right, man. Hey, thanks again, man. It's great to see you. Hopefully we'll keep in touch. I'll see you maybe get a chance before the 9th. But looking forward to it. But thanks for coming. I appreciate it, man.
Anytime. Thank you.
Once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight right here at 91.5 WMFO, the only place you can get the best R&B, classic jams, and all that stuff right here with yours truly, Chase Carson. So until next week, dance like nobody's watching, work like you do not need the money, and love like you want to be loved, and everything will be all right. And remember, life is like roses. You just got to watch out for the pricks. So until next Friday night, see ya.
So say good night to the bad guy.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but
right,
you can't stay
you.
Here.
And now for my big finish.
When the la la hits your lyrics,
just picture, and so hard that your hat can't fit you. Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you, back through that maze I sent you. Talking to the rap inventor, nigga with the game type fifth that flame right. Spell my name right, B I double G I E. Iced out, lights out, me and Caesar Leo. Getting head for some chick, he know. See, it's all about the cheddar, nobody do it better. Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather, women and the weed, sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood, ain't no love lost, got me mixed up, you drunk them licks up, mad cause I got my dick sucked, and my balls licked, forfeit, the game is mine, I'ma spell my name one more time, check it, it's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S, you just lay down slow, recognize a real dawn when you see one, sipping on booze in the house of blues, I'm going, going, back, back to Cali, Cali, I'm going, going, back, back to Cali, 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 I'm going, going, back, back to Cali, Cali. I'm going, going, back, back to Cali, Cali. If I got to choose the coast, I got to choose the east. I live out there, so don't go there. But that don't mean a nigga can't rest in the west. See some nice breasts in the west. Smoke some nice sets in the west. Y'all niggas is a mess, thinking I'm gonna stop. Give it L.A. props. All I got is beef with those that violate me. I shall annihilate thee. Case closed, suitcase filled with clothes, linens and things, I'll begin things. People start to flash, 818-213s, 313s, B-I-G, frequently floss holes at Roscoe's. If I want a squirter, take her to Fat Burger. Spend about a week on Venice Beach, sipping Crisco with some freaks from Frisco. I'm going, going, back, back.